Cari fratelli e sorelle, in questa quarta domenica di Avvento, che precede poco il Natale del Signore, il Vangelo narra la visita di Maria alla parente Elisabetta.
Pope Benedict XVI prayed the Angelus on Sunday, addressing pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square beneath the window of his study in the Apostolic Palace at the Vatican. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, the Holy Father spoke of the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, the episode narrated during the Gospel reading for the day.
Questo episodio non rappresenta un semplice gesto di cortesia, ma raffigura con grande semplicità l'incontro dell'Antico con il Nuovo Testamento.
The episode, said Pope Benedict, does not represent a mere gesture of courtesy, but dramatizes with great simplicity the encounter of the Old Testament with the New Testament. Pope Benedict went on to say that the scene of the visitation also expresses the beauty of welcoming. Wherever there are those who welcome one another, where there is careful attention, wherever there are people who make room for one another, he said, there is God and the joy that comes from Him. Let us imitate Mary in the Christmas season, visiting those who are experiencing difficulty, especially the sick, the imprisoned, the elderly, and little children, prayed Pope Benedict. And let us also imitate Elizabeth, who received her guest as God Himself. The Pope concluded by asking the faithful to pray that all men might seek God earnestly and find that it is God Himself who comes first to visit us.
Ansus Dominum servit Maria.
After the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, Pope Benedict had greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I greet all the English-speaking visiting pilgrims present this Angelus prayer. Today, as we approach the solemnity of our Lord's birth among us, let us strive again to make room in our hearts to welcome the Christ child with love and humility before such a great gift from on high. In anticipation, let me already wish you and your families a holy and peaceful Christmas.